Pourquoi pas
99 ça, avec calme, on prend la radio, bien, et tout à coup, quand ça gueule, c'est épouvantable.
Menino qui va pra feira, bebe sua laranja até se acabar. Filho de mãe solteira, cuja ignorância tem que sustentar. É madrugada, vai sentindo frio, porque sucesso não voltar vazio. A mãe já arranja um outro pra laranja. Tem que apanhar, compra laranja, menino, que vai pra beira. É madrugada, vai sentindo frio, porque se o cesto não voltar vazio, a mãe já arranja um outro pra laranja. Esse filho vai ter que apanhar. Compra laranja, 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 doutor, ainda dou uma de quebra pro senhor. Manda pra lavar. De madrugada ele, menino, acorda cedo, tentando encontrar pouco pra poder viver até crescer e a vida melhorar. Compra laranja, doutor, ainda dou uma de quebra pro senhor. Compra laranja, doutor, ainda dou uma de quebra pro senhor. Compra laranja, 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 doutor, ainda dou uma de quebra pro senhor. Lá no morro a gente acorda cedo e é só trabalhar. Comida é pouco e muita roupa cidade manda pra lavar. De madrugada ele, menino, acorda cedo, tentando encontrar pouco pra poder viver até crescer e a vida melhorar. Compre laranja, doutor, ainda dou uma de quebra pro senhor. Compre laranja, doutor, ainda dou uma de quebra pro senhor. Ainda dou uma de quebra pro senhor.
thinking about starting a corporation. Who's with me? Nowadays, that's how you get adulation. Who wants to start a corporation?
I was a DJ.
What?
I was a DJ. DJ.
Un music DJ.
Il est scandaleux que vous ne puissiez pas l'entendre plus tôt.
Ah, bien d'accord avec vous, c'est un scandale. C'est pas de ma faute. Remarquez, j'ai un petit poste minable. Hein. Il va jusqu'à 104, mais c'est quand même un tout petit poste.
99.1.
Shots ring out in a barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but what? Champion of the world. Three bodies lying dead as Patty's seat, and another man named Bello moving around mysteriously. I didn't do what he says, and he throws up his hands. I was only robbing the register, I hope you understand. I saw him leave and he says, and he stops. One of us had better call up the cops. And so Patty calls the cops. And they arrive on the scene with their red lights flashing in a hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, far away in another part of town, Reuben Carter and a couple of friends are driving around. Like the time before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street, unless you wanna draw the heat. Alfred Bello had a partner and he had a rap for the cops. Him and other Dexter Bradley were just down prowling around. Two men running out, they looked like middleweights. Jumped into a white car without upstate plates. And Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary. And though this man could hardly see, they told him he could identify the guilty man. Excuse me, I'm looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that you happened in a bar. Remember you said you saw the getaway car. Thinking like to play ball with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running at night. Don't forget that you are white. The Bradley said, I'm really not sure. The cop said, a poor boy like you can use a break. We got you for the motel job, and you're talking to your friend Bello. You don't want to have to go back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is
just one punch. But he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, and I do it for pay. And when it's over, just as soon go on my way. Up to some paradise, where the trout streams flow and the air is nice. And ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse, where they tried to turn a man. Chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards for the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old Nigeria agreed. Falsely tried. The crime was murder one. Guess who testified? Bello and Bradley, and they both all they lied. And the newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed. To live in a land where justice is again. I'm free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise. While Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane. But it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world.
Culture.
Le dormeur doit se réveiller.
991 FM.